Hello, welcome to your Thursday gutter. I'm still in Portugal, the rest of them aren't. On that bombshell, let me introduce Phil Bundle, Josh Sexton and Jake Nolan. Yes, the original Jake Nolan, before that fraudster came into our lives. This is the Jake Nolan with me making his gutter debut. Hello, Jake.
How are we, Robbie? All right?
Yeah, we're good, mate. We're good. And we've got a packed show for you, Jake, on your debut. Rammed show. And you and old friends are back on this show. Later we'll be talking about the star of last summer's gutter series, Florian Neuhaus. We'll have a bit of Jude Bellingham for you. We're going to talk about Spurs and their transfer business this summer, actually, later in the show, because they've been very busy little bees. But we're going to start the show talking about a relatively new link. Liverpool have been connected to the Rennes winger, Martin Terrier. And they've been connected in a way that the reports suggest that that Liverpool's potential interest in Martin Terrier might be linked to Bobby Firmino leaving. So I'm going to read what I've got from the Mirror here. It says, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp may be tempted to accelerate the exit of Roberto Firmino as they face a transfer battle for a forward who has been on their transfer radar. So let me just tell you, chaps, what we know about Martin Terrier. We know that he plays for Rennes, predominantly on the left wing. They bought him from Lyon 2 years ago for 12 mil. He can obviously play in all the positions across the front three, although he is predominantly left-sided. He scored 21 goals from that wide left position last season, which isn't bad at all. He's a strapping 6 foot tall. He's got a contract till 2025, and he's valued at around 25 million snots. So, Josh, they're very much linking this to Bobby Firmino going. I suppose the idea that Bobby may get an offer is an ever-present danger, isn't it, really? That may turn his head?
I guess in a sense, yes, but I think one of the things that I think is strange about this link and it being linked to Bobby Firmino in particular is the idea that Terrier is sort of predominantly left-sided. It feels like, you know, between Luis Diaz and Diogo Jota, we've sort of got the players who can play anywhere across the front three but are predominantly left-sided.
Box, and Nunes.
Really. And Nunes, of course, yeah, who we've sort of heard suggestions that he can do the same, or seen suggestions from his time at Benfica that he can do the same job for Liverpool as well. So it feels strange to me. It feels like that's sort of the wrong side of the front three for Liverpool to be looking to buy in. Like I'd be quite keen for the Reds to start looking more towards the right hand side, someone who can come in from that side, because our options on that side sort of feel like it's Mo Salah and then a couple of midfielders in Harvey Elliott and Oxlade Chamberlain. And even then, Oxlade Chamberlain's future is as much up in the air as Bobby Firmino's is. I don't really see a scenario in which Bobby Firmino leaves this summer, but then equally, I could see a scenario in my head where the Reds don't have a sort of massive price tag on his head.